Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, welcome back, and good morning, everybody. You think Mario Cristobal is a little fired up about everything going on there? Wants Gators on the schedule and wants that whole thing to stay on that schedule and not get rid of it?
Well, here's something he couldn't discuss, Joe. I'll ask you, better team than Miami through this point of the season? Has anyone jumped off the page at you? I think the Canes are right there in that conversation, man.
So Oregon has looked really good. I've watched Oregon play a few times.
They score, yep.
They get after it. And I don't know enough about the other teams. I watch Ohio State, obviously, take care of Texas. But
I just think Miami's really strong where it matters the most, right? Like, the offensive line's really strong. The defensive line, you know, it's funny. Like, I told you that before the season, it was just like a guess that they could be one of the best lines in the country, and their defensive line is really good. Their secondary stepping up.
So the only thing I would say is the quarterback's got to play when you.
Yeah, he's got to play better.
You got to play better than that.
Do you think the Gator defense is really good though? Because I do. I think that's an elite defense.
No, they got a really good defense. That thing was about how bad the offense was. Yeah. That thing was really, really bad. Here, get me Zion zoned up. I hate this thing anyway, so might as well just keep doing it here. We'll get it down here. Jeez.
Tell us how you really feel. My God.
So the offense for the Gators was just terrible, man. It was just awful. I knew it was bad, but I had no idea it was going to be that bad. And quarterback playing with no confidence.
Looks so lost, doesn't he?
Show him over on the bench, and he was getting hit, and he was taking off, and they were just drilling him, and the tackles couldn't block the two guys on the outside, and he was running for his life on the side and trying to wait for guys to get open, and then ends up running out of bounds or throwing the ball out of bounds, and it was just...
Hey, man, the Canes got a real gut check in that game, though. I did not think there was any chance. I did that halftime show. The Gators had 32 yards at half. And I thought there was no chance the Gators would score anywhere near to get this game close.
So,
and all of a sudden, they got the ball with a chance to go ahead.
I'm
talking about a gut check moment there, man.
Well, they flipped it back around with some great stops on defense. Great stops on defense.
Then they get the pick.
Then they started making some plays.
That interception was really bad.
No. They owned it right into it was 13-7 right into the fourth quarter. And then they got some defense comes back and makes some stops, gets a third and one stop and a fourth and three stop. And then all of a sudden they got rolling the other way. And so got the running game going. We talked about Marty Brown's playing, how big that was in the game. And they just basically said, hey man, we're gonna run the friggin' ball, and they got after it. Both those guys, Brown and Fletcher, got after it really well. So anyway, that and compliment, but this team does look really good defensively. Different level. better, different level better. And by the way, it starts with two guys that were banged up or something but weren't as good last year that are back the way everybody thought they could play in Mesidor, who it's hard for me to imagine anybody in the country is better than Reuben Bain and Akeem Mesidor on the outside right now. They have just been phenomenal. Just great, great stuff. All right, so we've got a bunch of stuff. We've got a lot of things going on here. A lot of you got to, without the Miami Dolphins playing yesterday, kind of watch the rest of the league and see what was going on. We got one more tonight. I got to tell you, one thing I learned about yesterday, you can look at it a lot of different ways. There's still six teams that haven't won a game here through the first 3 weeks. But after Cleveland beat Green Bay yesterday, I was like, no way. No way they're going to beat them. And they did. Joe Flacco sitting back there, just sitting in one spot, just getting the crap knocked out of him. And I thought, man, this thing's going to cave. And they somehow come back and win that game. And then I watched the Patriots just absolutely give a game away. They turned it over five times and lose when the Steelers break the tie, 14-14, score a touchdown towards the end of the game. They were going in to score, and Drake May throws an interception in the end zone. The running backs both fumble, including one going in. I think it was Stevenson fumbles going in for a touchdown, and he fumbles. They just gave it away. Can you imagine you turn the ball over five times? The Patriots turned it over five times and lost by a touchdown. Then the crazier game is the Jets look like they're going to just get smoked in the game. They come all the way back from way down, take the lead at the end, a blocked field goal, one of the great plays. Guy jumps over the top of between the guard and the center, jumps over everybody, blocks it, picks it up, and runs it for a touchdown. And then Baker Mayfield, for the third straight week, goes down on a final drive. How about Baker Mayfield right now?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been more wrong on a player, by the way.
Yeah.
I gotta apologize.
I can't say that.
Man. Remember, I thought I told you like years back he was a poor man's Johnny Manziel?
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
I've been killing
him. Wrong about Johnny that one.
Manziel, but Baker Mayfield is he got killed. And it didn't end well. And Odell Beckham was killing him.
It's just the way that it's not even like his skill set, though. Like, right? Like, it's the way that he plays with that. You said the chip on his shoulder, but it's like the way that his teammates respond to him.
They're,
you know, like he'll lower his shoulder and knock some guy down.
He takes off and runs. If it's not there,
he's not clearly not the most skilled guy. But man, I mean, his teammates just really respond to him.
Yeah,
he's a fun guy to play for.
He doesn't have.
You want a guy like that?
You're right about one thing. He doesn't have the skill set of a handful of those guys that we, without saying their names, every friggin' week we do a show. But he's got some stuff to him. You know, he's not the fast guy, but he's really good runner. He's really, really good runner. He's smart. He gets the most out of it. He does take guys on. I think that's part of the whole, his deal is to take guys on a little bit till he gets a crap. He got drilled a couple times yesterday too, speaking of that. So anyway, we've got all that. And as far as the Miami Dolphins go, we got more on the Dolphins coming up here in the 7 o'clock hour. We'll get into the Dolphins now 0-3 themselves, getting ready to play an 0-3 Jets team next Monday night. And it's pretty clear the Dolphins aren't doing anything. Their take is we're playing better. We're going to have a chance to win some of these games coming up. And the owner's already pretty much made a decision. He's not doing anything right now with this team. He's sticking with all the guys that he's hired, that he made a decision on last year. And we'll see how it goes. But I got to tell you this, Tua has to play better. And he's not playing as well as he did the year he's played in every game and put up really good numbers, even though they didn't beat any of the good teams. They didn't win a playoff game. He got a new contract. Never hate guys for getting new contracts, but he doesn't look anything like that guy that was throwing the ball around in 2023. Last year, he missed six games. I don't know if it's all the injuries. I don't know if he's lost confidence in his offensive line. Listen, Of course he's getting some pressure on him. Everybody's getting pressure on him. He's got to make plays. And right now, he's turned it over by himself, responsible for five. All five of them. One fumble and four picks to this point, including two late in games that you can't make. You just can't make. And we have people trying to...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Somehow blame Tyreek Hill, which is a friggin' joke. Tyreek Hill, if I hear anybody tell me down the middle of the field on that duck that was thrown between two defenders, was Tyreek Hill's fault that he didn't go up and make a better effort at the ball? That's the best you can do coming out of that game? Listen, if you want to dogpile on Tyreek Hill, go ahead. He's got plenty. But leave that play out. There's plenty of things to get on Tyreek Hill about. If you don't like him, he's a bad guy, your wife hates him, you think he's done all these things he's been accused of, I get it. And the things he has done, I get it. But Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle are not the reason you lost that last game. If they're asked to run a bunch of underneath routes like they did all last year, or you ask him to run down the field or run deep comebacks, and the quarterback can't make those throws, what are those guys supposed to do? Look, man, there's always,
Joe, you look at the other quarterbacks, you got a chance to sit back and watch it yesterday, and his limitations are so glaring, man.
Every part of his game right now feels like a limitation.
I hate to keep throwing back to Justin Herbert, but those two are, they're tied together, right? Look at the play that he made to win that game. Right, he's moving around the pocket. He steps up. He makes that ridiculous throw to Keenan Allen in the end zone. Like,
yes, he did.
That is not something that our guy is physically capable of doing. But that being said, the Dolphins are 2.5-point favorites at home against the Jets.
Yes,
win the damn game.
Yeah,
find a way.
Hey, man.
Well, you know what?
Whatever.
Maybe they
should
find someone who can, because that's the kind of game that if you at this stage of the rebuild or the reset or whatever the hell it is they're doing over there, if they can't beat the Jets at home on Monday night. Find someone who can. Find someone who can get a better game plan. Find someone who can move the ball downfield.
The game plan was good in that game. There's nothing wrong with the game plan.
No, it was good enough. But
the game plan was fine. Mike,
if
Mike
they
called
can't
a good
beat
game.
The Jets at home on Monday right. Night Football, you fought 0-4.
No.
Come on, man.
I'm with you. I'm with you. But here's the problem you have. Mike called a good game, and you had a chance to tie it up with 5 minutes left, and you didn't do it. The problem is they're not going to give up on a guy they went all in on and they owe a ton of money. They're just not. And honestly,
do you realize how much easier it is to cover a guy or to cover a team when you go on that late drive and you know the quarterback is zero threat to run?
Yes.
How much easier is that?
Makes
every other team in the league, you have to at least account for the quarterback.
Almost,
like, I'm trying to think of another team, like maybe Detroit, maybe.
Almost every team has a quarterback that can run. and we don't.
That's
have
an extra
one.
Guy that they're able to send back there. Like,
listen, I would love to know the truth. I would love to know honest truth in the gut of what that coaching staff, that offensive coaching staff, and that front office thinks about Tua Tagovailoa. I would love to know, not what they give us, not the PR. Not, hey, everybody's got to play better and the O-line's got to be – the O-line is just like, – the O-line's got to be better. Okay, it's not a top five O-line. Well, this guy what? There's no problem with the
– the offensive line played great last game.
You got the receivers. You
I want to know one day if we could ever get like someone to admit this. I just want to know when they watch those two guys, Herbert and Tua, go through the whole draft process, how they ended up on that selection. What was it that separated the two of them in their eyes?
That one's on one guy.
I know.
That's on one guy. His name is Chris Greer.
I just want to know one day if he could sit down and have a candid conversation. Like, what was it through that process?
Unless Nick Saban
that separated
that
the two of them.
I don't know. All right. Hey, 7 o'clock hours coming up here. We got a lot more stuff to get to. Speaking of injuries, well, I'll tell you what, it sure is nice to have Baptist Health South Florida. It sure is, man. Where do the pros go? I get it almost every day. Enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU. All those great doctors over there that they put together, top specialists to make them one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. Led by Dr. Uribe and the gang over there, the knee, the shoulder, the foot and ankle, hand specialists, back specialists, hip and knee replacement doctors, even Achilles doctors that do nothing but take care of it. It's amazing, the Achilles. See them every week, man. Somebody's popping Achilles without getting hit. It's crazy. Hey, that's the world we live in, man. Guys are getting bigger and faster. And with that, these doctors are so needed here in South Florida. We're lucky, though. You don't have to leave town when you got an all-star lineup like Baptist Health South Florida has for you right now. We got three great facilities, man. Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables. Down at Hard Rock Stadium, right next to the training facility in 595 and Pine Island Implantation. All you have to do is visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One go every day. It's about getting you healthy. Back out playing the sports you love the most.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.